The Apostle Islands are often called the crown jewels of Lake Superior. And Wisconsin Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany is pushing a bill that would make them a national park. Supporters say it would bring an economic boost to the region. But as Daniel Kading reports, opponents say they've had little input on the proposal and infrastructure is lacking.
Are you ready for a cruise?
Yes!
That's the enthusiasm.
At Bayfield City Dock, Wendy Young is revving up people from across the country who are lined up for a tour of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. One by one, they board the 65-foot archipelago that's operated by Apostle Islands Cruises. Illinois resident Lorna Turner says seeing the islands has been on her bucket list.
Just want to see all the caverns and hopefully maybe do some kayaking or something while we're up here then too.
Last year, around 261,000 people visited the Apostle Islands, and Wisconsin Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany wants more tourists to enjoy them. At a U.S. House committee hearing on his bill in February, he said the recognition is long overdue.
By elevating the Apostle Islands from a national lakeshore to a national park, we can ensure that thousands more are able to visit this area. This will be a win for the people in my state.
Tourists like Turner back the idea, but not everyone is on board.
I think everyone's just downright afraid.
That's Nicole Boyd. She's the chairwoman of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Native Americans have called the Apostle Islands and surrounding area home for thousands of years, and she worries about the legislation's effects on their treaty rights. Tiffany says the bill upholds them, but Boyd says he has never met with their tribal council to discuss concerns.
We're very worried about the safety of visitors if they were to come here and we don't have the emergency services in place. We don't have the amenities in place. And mostly we're worried about environmental impacts.
Boyd is not alone in her concerns. The city of Bayfield is known as the gateway to the Apostle Islands, and Mayor Lynn Cornelius says the city of nearly 600 can swell with thousands of people during the summer months.
They say the money can come afterwards, but if you're going to have that influx of people coming in, we need that infrastructure built first.
As tourists drop into her jewelry store, Bayfield business owner Lisa Fleming says she's also worried whether the National Park Service could handle more visitors to the Apostle Islands.
I mean, our national parks right now are under attack anyway because there's not enough staff.
The National Park Service lost 16% of its staff as part of the Trump administration's efforts to slash the federal workforce last year. The agency is also facing budget cuts, and the Apostle Islands alone has a $57 million maintenance backlog. A spokesperson says the agency remains focused on providing meaningful experiences to visitors while responsibly managing resources. Those visitors mean big business for Bayfield County, where tourism supports one in four jobs. Bayfield County Tourism Director Mary Motif says the islands are the county's most popular attraction by far.
The Apostle Islands are literally the thing that puts us on the map.
Some supporters of the bill hope they would benefit from more tourists heading to the islands. Burnett County Economic Development Director Dick Hartman is among them.
I did think it would bring more prosperity, more people, more money.
7 years ago, Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore was renamed a national park. After the redesignation, visitors grew and spending nearly doubled to $142 million in 2024. Megan Lawson is an economist with the nonprofit research group Headwaters Economics that has studied the economic effects of redesignating national sites.
There are a lot of benefits that come with it, but there's also strain that it absolutely puts on local communities. And the more they can plan ahead, secure funding to support those infrastructure upgrades and other needs that they'll have, I think the more they can plan ahead, the better.
As Tiffany runs for governor, he's not seeking re-election to Congress, raising questions about the proposal's future. He declined an interview request. His Democratic opponent, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, says the proposal shouldn't be forced on Wisconsinites. So far, no action has been taken on Tiffany's bill since February, but the proposal has been slipped into a House spending bill. The full House has yet to vote on either one. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.